Hey guys, welcome to the show. I hope you have an awesome day. I'm here live at South by Southwest. So if you hear all kinds of noises, it's because I'm around a bunch of famous people. And it's pretty awesome. And I look like an idiot, sitting on the couch, talking to myself, and I'm like, and everybody is looking at me like, what is up with this dude? And here I am. Hey Trey, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself, buddy?
As I said, I can't be mad that I'm at South by Southwest with all these famous people. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. But hey, why don't you give me a beatbox?
I can do that for you.
Here I go at South by Southwest. I'm not really sure what I'm doing. I got a flex. I'm gonna do it back like whoever did my day. I only if I can't take it down, and I try. Only if I knew what you were doing, homie, you could be. I know that sometimes looking like an MNC, but now I gotta be. Understand my history, metaphysically. I gotta break it down in mystery. Only if I can't understand where I come from, then I gotta break it up like a bass drum. One son, now I gotta say that I go. 47 seconds left for me to rap, bro. Only if I get it, you never see me. It's been it when you're out of control, but now you feel it when you pivot, and I'm wading through it. Understand what I'm doing. You're looking for your people, and you know that I presume. Oh, now I'm choosing one time B. Now he's using the beatbox, but I could see that I could be like IG. Did you really know what I was doing on my IG? Instagram, if I can't plan, now I gotta spam them now. Now they understand what I'm doing right now, and then I'm looking because I still can't go. But now you wanna do it like you never see me, bro. And I'm out of this, but now I'm out of my time. Beating on the beat because the beat is my rhyme, and I can't find the rhyme. I'm yelling out loud and I climb the time. Oh, but now I guess I'm done with this freestyle.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep.
Flows for you. Flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you. Flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you. Flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows.
Hey, 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 what's up, guys? How's it going?
Well, doing good.
Just chilling.
Chilling like a villain? How's everybody's week? What's the headline of your guys' week? Or rather, what is the headline of the week? Dope Sick Nasty. Does anybody got a story?
I have a headline containing Vanilla Beast.
Vanilla Beast?
Yes.
Not beans, but beast?
Beast, like a monster.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yep.
Interesting. I'll have to hear that here in a second. Jason, what about you? I can think of a couple right off the bat.
Yeah. I'm in Austin. And I'm being famous for the week.
You're in Austin and you're famous.
For a week.
For a whole week. Okay, cool.
For a whole week, yes.
The headline of my week is that I am back on the floor.
Awesome.
All right, Jason, you can go ahead and go first.
Well, if you hadn't already noticed, if you weren't watching the intro, I actually, in South by Southwest, you see the sign right behind 2023. It's the first day of the music festival. And I, myself, get to be an artist. If you look here, bam, I have an artist wristband, which means I'm a famous person here at South by Southwest. As I walk around, I don't have a badge, and people are like, hey, wait, how you getting into things? And I'm like, bam! Artist, and they're like, oh man, when are you performing? And I'm like, Thursday, I think, even though I'm not actually performing. But you might see me play a triangle or something. I don't really know. But here I am going to classes, meeting people. Right now I'm in the artist gifting lounge here at South by Southwest. And I got some hot sauce, got myself some sweet t-shirts, and they have chicken tenders. Literally right behind me is a tray of chicken tenders.
That sounds amazing, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's like a pool. It's
can
sweet.
You do me a huge favor? Can you talk without the mic?
Sure.
There you
is
go.
That better?
Not on.
Yeah.
It's not on?
I don't think you've been, your mic's been used this entire time.
Oh, guys. Y'all stink.
I didn't want to say anything, but you
look
like
you're hearing literally everything, and then when you talk in the mic, I'm like, there's no difference.
You know,
as he's figuring that out, I will go ahead and go with my headline of the week. As amazing as that is, congratulations for heading that way. No.
It's not better?
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Yes. Okay. No, it sounds so much better.
Cool. All right.
And you even deafened the background.
Yeah. Just make sure you talk into the mic and it's kind of like parallel. It's going to look stupid, but it has to be. So I am back on the floor at my job. So I, my arm is recuperating. I had tennis elbow, this past month, and I've actually been on workman's comp, which is super fun. I actually did my first actual day of work today, meaning I was on the floor sorting paperwork, doing a whole bunch of stuff. And I can't really do a whole lot of heavy lifting yet cause I'm still in restrictions. So, it is what it is, but,
awesome.
It's my first day back. So that was good. But, and that's it. So that's the headline of my week. Go ahead, Kyle. Take it away. That's amazing. I know your story's probably better.
For the past few months, I've actually been part of a video gaming company called Vanilla Beast Gaming. And I've been a game tester for his brand new game called Vanilla Beast Retro Knockout. And I've been working on the bugs and finding all the glitches and helping them out, fixing them up. And tomorrow they're dropping their Kickstarter to get on consoles. Because they have it on Steam as a demo, but he wants to move to console. So starting tomorrow, he is dropping a Kickstarter to raise up $2,000 to get on consoles for Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo.
Wow.
So it's been a really cool experience playing the game and telling him what's wrong with it before it goes out.
Can you briefly tell us what the game's about?
It's literally a mockery of Mike Tyson Punch-Out.
But you
play as him, and you play as parody characters. Like, there's a parody of Macho Man Randy Savage. There's a parody of Hulk Hogan, Ivan Drago, and Mike Tyson himself. And instead of Mario as the referee, he has Mills Lane as the referee. And it's the same dodge, punch, watch for the tills sequences and mini games of like punching a shark and doing like Simon Says. It's been a fun few months game testing this, and I'm very proud to be a part of it. And like I said, starting tomorrow, the Kickstarter drops because he's on iArcade and PC, but he wants to expand so everyone could be a part of it.
Dude, that's awesome, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it's pretty cool. The reason why I got into this is, ironically enough, 2 years ago, he was in a Mutant Football League cash tournament.
Oh, wow.
And he was dominating the tournament, and they all called him a cheater and was tearing him apart, saying he's too good, he's a Madden player, tearing him down. And I DM'd him and said, dude, you can't help that you're good. If you're better, you're better. It is what it is, because he was going to quit the tournament and just walk away and drop the game and be done with it. And I said, you can't do that. You can't help that you're good at video games and that you're better with them. It is what it is. And sure enough, he won the tournament. So this past October, he messaged me back because he remembered my kind words and made me part of the team just because I was nice to him way back when.
That's super cool, man.
Yeah.
That's super cool. Congratulations. What's your role in the game? We'll tell you what. We'll hear if you want to talk about it. I actually would love to talk more about that.
Absolutely.
So we can go ahead and hop into the next section unless Jason has anything he wants to add.
Apologize, by the way. Everybody's asking me what I'm doing, and so I'm getting guests for the show.
That's why I'm here.
As we go. Segment.
Okay, cool.
Guess we're going to the segment.
We are going to the next segment because it
is time for a quiz. All right, sweet. So this quiz I actually am really excited for, because I asked Kyle before we started the show if he was acquainted with Marvel. I know Jason's acquainted with Marvel, but some of these might actually stump him. And I know sometimes in the past, he's given me a hard time about the quizzes and how easy they are. We'll see how easy they are, because he's not even paying attention right now. So let's freaking get it, because this is a quiz pitted against the battle of wits of Jason Riley and Kyle Peffers, and it's about Marvel. So without further ado, let's begin. Both of you guys will get to answer any and all questions that I say. Whoever has the most answer correctly at the end will win.
Okay.
Jason, are you ready?
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I'm definitely ready. I'm excited because so many people won. Oh, I'm going to destroy Kyle.
Wow, we'll rude.
We'll is Kyle the only person that I almost beat?
Yes,
possibly. Here's the thing, though. Kyle gets to go first. Kyle, what color was the Incredible Hulk originally? Is it A, blue, B, gray, C, red, or D, he was always been green?
It's got to be either D or gray. Green or gray.
Okay, so which one is it?
I'll go with gray.
Okay. All right.
You're still voice modded.
I kind of like it like that.
It works, though, for the whole
It course. Works.
Stick with
I
it.
I thought
I'm
you
fine.
Did that on purpose. I go
it's gray. It?
Okay. Congrats. You guys are both correct. His original color was actually gray.
You should know I'm not holding punches against Kyle. Yeah, I'm not losing to him today. I refuse to lose. We'll Today's going to be my first win, Trey.
We'll see, Jason.
All right.
Jason, Marvel Comics owned the rights to which word from 1975 until 1996? Is it A, mutant, B, panther, C, zombie, or D, laser? Man, that's tough. I thought you were prepared for this, Jason.
C, zombie.
Are you sure about that, buddy?
Uh-huh.
All right, Kyle, which one is it?
Is it A, mutant,
B, panther, C, zombie, or D, laser?
I'm going to go with mutant.
You said, what'd you say?
I said C, zombie.
Oh, dude, correct. You guys both got it correct. Wow, that's awesome. Wow.
Nice.
So who would have thought that Marvel actually owned the rights to the word zombie? For some reason, I thought somebody said that they created the word, but that's actually not true. They just own the rights to the word for a hot minute. So on to the next question. Kyle, how did the Fantastic Four get their superpowers? You know who this Fantastic Four is, right?
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Was it because they were born with them? Was it B, that they took part in a science experiment? Was it C, their spaceship was hit with cosmic radiation? Or was it D, they woke up with them?
C, they got hit with cosmic radiation during a space trip.
Okay. Jason, same question.
C.
That is correct. You guys are passing with flying colors so far.
Yep.
Awesome. So, let's see. On to the second to last question. This is an open question. And I just came up with this because Jason thinks he's so cool. Jason.
I do, actually.
This is for you first.
I am ready.
When the Punisher turns into the Ghost Rider, what is he known as?
Multiple choices.
No, it's open.
Big pun. Get it? Because, all right, sorry.
Nope.
Kyle, did you get that joke at least?
I got that joke.
Because he's a dead Punisher? Get it? Get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's the
that
worst.
Was a terrible. I'm
that
sorry.
That was terrible. That's so apologize. Bad. Rest in peace, Big Pun.
I know. Big Pun's amazing. I'm sorry.
Just get shot in the background. Jason, no! All right. So is that your answer, Big Pun?
You got me on this one. We'll say the ghost.
Yeah, you just cut out, buddy.
Ghost Punisher.
The Ghost Punisher. Okay, Kyle.
Okay.
Kyle. So the Punisher becomes the Ghost Rider. What right. would you say is that iteration of Ghost Rider?
Now I know about the cosmic Ghost Rider.
Okay.
And that sounds about right.
Well, that's actually correct because it's the cosmic Ghost Rider. Congratulations, Kyle. I don't know how you pulled that out of nowhere.
Well, I know about the Ghost Rider originally. I know how he can turn, and that one stands out more than the other. I don't know all the other Ghost Rider's names, but...
Wow! Phenomenal, wow. Jason! He had hot stuff.
I that's what I get for stoking the fires of Kyle. He's a competitor. Listen,
Nicolas Cage is still the best Ghost Rider of all time. I'm going to say it right
Nicolas
now.
Nicolas Cage.
Trey. He's our guest. He's our guest. You got to show him respect.
Anyway, yes. I just lost points to that one.
No. So what's cool is. I think
Nicolas Cage is the best Superman ever, by the way.
Anyway, so that Ghost Rider somehow has Thanos as his son, and he adopts him, and he also becomes a version of the Punisher because he has this giant purple skull with guns, and he's still Thanos. So it's a different universe, but it's really cool. Anyway, moving on. So, Kyle, you get first dibs on this next one. How old is Thor? Is he A, 100 years old, B, 250 years old, C, 1,000 years old, or D, no one knows?
Well, he seems, because he's all cosmic, he'd have to be thousands of years old because he was deemed godlike way back in like the Middle Ages and stuff like that. And even in the Viking age, he's even based off of the Viking mythology. So it'd have to be 1500, 1600. So he's thousands of years old.
So you would say 1,000?
Yes.
At least?
Yes.
Okay. Jason, 100, 250, 1,000, or nobody knows?
No one knows.
Well, the correct answer is 1,000 years old. So congratulations, Kyle. I'm not making this up, Jason. He's getting it correct. And here's the thing, folks. Here is for the mansion, the yacht, the coup de grace. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Ready.
This one's gonna go to Kyle first. Who would win in a fight, Captain America or the Punisher?
What skills does the Punisher have?
Oh my gosh, you already lost, Kyle.
Well, of course I have to say Punisher because his entire room is Punisher. And if I say anything but, I'm going to lose regardless. So I have to say Punisher.
Okay. I mean, I could be a Punisher on a different answer.
He's literally wearing a Punisher hat. So Punisher.
No bias here.
Here's the worst part. Whatever I say at this point, I'm going to get it wrong. So I'm just going all wrong. It's going to be Captain America, and he's going to chop the Punisher's head off of his shield.
Ooh.
And then swim in his blood. And swim in his blood, Trey.
All right.
So swim, thing, folks. Blood.
I was going to give Jason the benefit of the doubt and actually have him be the tie. But since he said that, Kyle, you win the quiz.
I don't think you're lying. I don't know you wouldn't let me have this win.
No, I actually was like, you know what? Jason, it's your first tie.
No,
you had to add that whole bit where he chopped off Frank Castle's head and swam in his blood. So that's fine. Kyle gets to win the quiz. Congratulations, Kyle. Now we can move on to the rest of our show. Do you have a speech you would like to add for this amazing award you've won of destroying Jason in a Marvel quiz?
I'll take this award, and I'm accepting your NFTs. I would love to continue with these NFTs. I have a nice collection in my room.
Trey, are you ready? You ready to give him his gift?
I am, and here it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Jaime limited edition NFT. I actually really like that, Jason. It's kind of awesome. You know what? You should have it like the, Board Monkey? Is it Board Monkey? The Board Monkey NFTs? I can't hear you, Jason.
A monkey.
You can't hear me?
Yeah.
You're moving your wire too much.
Sorry. Okay, better now?
Yes.
Sorry, guys.
Bored Ape.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so that one, we could create a Jaime, but just have different, like, different etchings and stuff on him. And
I can work on that.
Hold different every time. Ears, Jaime, hold his mouth.
Well, and honestly, I think that we should probably make a Kyle one, too, since he's also a avid fan of the show.
Kyle, you might just become an NFT. How do you feel?
I would be fantastic.
Phenomenal. Awesome. Jason.
I had somebody this week, Kyle, asking me why you're on the show for the 100th time.
I got nothing better to do, and you're my second favorite podcast. What am I also going to do?
Second favorite?
Hey, we'll take it. We'll take it. Oh.
You're only lower than my own, okay?
Okay, I'll take that. I thought you were going to say that. I wasn't sure. Jason, so why is Kyle on the show today?
Because I love him.
Okay, valid.
That's it. All right. When I talked to Kyle and I asked him what we could do for a better year, he said, try new things, which I obviously didn't follow through. Wrong one, Trey. That's not Larico.
He could be. You don't know.
You know what? Larico is a master. He is a master of disguise. You're right. I'm sorry. My bad.
Anyway, continue.
But when I asked him, he said, hey, try new things, which obviously I'm not following his advice by getting him to be on the show again. So why Kyle, for a better year, do we need to try new things?
Well, the prime example was because I'm now a game tester for the first time, and I never even thought I could do something like that. I always thought I was going to be in a rut, same old thing, day in, day out. Nothing's going to change. I outreached my arm to somebody and they collapsed it back, and I've had the best year I've had in a long time. And it's all based off of trying new things and just not saying no. And what happens if I say yes?
That's amazing. And I think that's
an amazing response.
So many times people want to be like, well, I'm comfortable with what I have. And the truth is, I wouldn't be at South by Southwest if I didn't just try something new, if I didn't just try to do something different. And it's so fun. And I said, and we have so much fun to talk about, because that's not the only cool thing that's happened to you this year. You know what I'm saying? And that's awesome. So, man, yeah, that's cool. It's pretty cool that you get to be a game tester now. Yeah. Trey, do you have any questions for Kyle before I get started? About the game testing?
Yeah, no, I would love to hear more about that.
So what happens is before we left off. I get a copy of the beta, and then he updates it. And before it gets distributed, he goes, all right, there's four of us. You have 2.5 days to break the game. And then write down everything that is broken so I can then go and fix the code. Be it, oh, I got knocked out right at the 10 mark and time expires, so it goes into the next round, but the time of me getting knocked out is still on the screen. It's stuck there, and it's always stuck there, or my character doesn't move because I've broken the sequence and it can't follow how fast my character goes. And then it's like, jeez. All right, Vanilla, this, and happens. It's like, okay, give me 6 hours. He updates the demo. All right, try it again. See if this works. That's still broken. All right, give me another 6-7 hours. Fix the code. All right, go ahead and do this. It works now. Fantastic. All right. So, like a few days ago, it's like, all right, I implemented the new tutorial. Test it out for me before I put it live to the demo that's out on Steam right now. See if anything goes wrong. Is the music all there? Does the button sequences stay the same? Can you get out of the menu? Can you get back into the menu? Exit the game, re-enter the game. It's really cool. And again, it's like, just because I helped this guy out, I never thought in a million years this would be fun. Dude, I can see my, cool. Then it was like, maybe I could do this for other companies.
Yeah, being a beta tester.
Yeah, exactly. And
I mean, it makes sense for you to get to be a beta tester for Mutant Football League. That'd be great.
Right. Exactly. It'd
be something. We're already talking about it, and it'd be cool. Like, if you could, you should talk to him. Be like, yo, you really need your boy as a beta tester so I can talk about it more on the show.
There are a lot of NFTs that I.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Discuss,
and something like that would definitely be not podcast friendly.
Yeah, there was this one part where my guy's head just exploded. Yeah, no, that'd be
bad. Like, one of the things that I tested is I tried their super punch, and it actually froze my character in screen. And my opponent would just kept on punching and punching, and it just wouldn't delete my health. And it's because a certain punch and his certain punch coincided, and the codes crashed itself. And I had to take a picture and a video of what the guy was doing, and then, all right, I know exactly what happened. He goes back and he updates it, and then try to replicate it.
Wow.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Not even just playing the game saying, hey, destroy the game. I think, like, I don't know. I've always wanted to be a beta tester, but the fact that you get to play a game and punch so hard that you break it, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Right. Like, all right, I want you guys this session to just spam the A button and see if the game can keep up. No, it's just straight up A, and just constantly right punch it. That works? All right, now constantly left punch it. All right, don't punch it all. Just dodge the whole fight until it won't work no more.
So I have a real serious question. Do you have, like, a modded Nintendo controller for this?
I just use my testing? Xbox.
Nope. You need a modded Nintendo old school controller just for two buttons.
I know exactly what mod you're talking about. Is the A spam.
Yep.
That was illegal in most games.
Hey. I'm not saying he wants you to do the thing. You're pretty sure that's
called cheesing.
You know what? Trey, you are cheese.
Hold on. I have something for that. You see like Swiss cheese appear on the freaking screen.
We don't have that ready to go.
Dude, I wish we could put up pictures like that. Just like put them on people's faces or something.
Set it up. Easy to do.
Really? Your mic. Nope. You had it.
Hello?
There you go.
Better now?
Yeah.
So right, there's going to be 30 fighters in three different tiers and a progression of levels. Like, he has a Jake Paul parody called Fake Jaw.
Oh, wow.
And that's the very first fighter that you got to fight.
That's because
he doesn't like to fight real fighters.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's
so messed up.
That's crazy.
I'd give it a go. I'd play the game.
Yeah, it's called Vanilla Beast Retro Knockout. It's on Steam right now for free for a demo.
Oh, awesome. Cool. Me and Trey should get that. Yeah.
And again, it's Jason. The graphics are legit Mike Tyson punch out.
Yeah, I saw that. I've seen you talk about it, and I'm like, oh, I need to download it, and I just keep forgetting to do it.
So it's been a fun few months cleaning that game up.
That's awesome, man.
That's super cool, dude. What else has been going on in your life?
Well, speaking of Football League 2, they're about to go hit the vertical slice, which is literally gameplay in their productions. And they're going to do the vertical slice in a conference in San Francisco. And they're going to reveal true gameplay in a convention in San Francisco in April.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I can't go.
Yeah, too bad you can't go there and do it live. That'd be so cool.
Right, but like, stuck in New York and blistering. Yeah. No.
And have a real job. Yeah. Yeah,
no real car because nobody drives in New York.
He lives in Buffalo. He lives in the upper north.
Farm country, sir. I'm not in the city.
Right. Yeah. He has a truck.
1,000 people where I live.
Do you ride a horse to work, Kyle?
I ride a Hot Wheel.
One of those, you know, there's a they have a Power Wheels, but it's a like Barbie RV. The thing's like $500 and it fits like four kids.
I ride a Mitsubishi Mirage with the three
with the top down
Mirage. My brother-in-law looked at it as like, wow, a John Deere engine is this close higher than what you drive.
So I used to have a Honda Civic hatchback, and me and my friend who was like 6'4", 300 pounds, me and him would get in the car and we would hit shoulder to shoulder in the car. Like, actually, I think that happened to me and Trey in my car when we were at ACL. Was like, we're getting into this, we're getting out of this cobalt. People are looking at us like, oh gosh,
is it past its cheeseburger? So that was fun.
Yeah, it's still there. That cheeseburger.
No, it's gross.
Playing. No, I'm just playing.
Get some.
Well, I went from an H3T to Chevy Avalanche to this thing.
That's hilarious. I mean, the gas mileage is a bit better, but yeah, that's terrible.
Oh yeah, I $20 it fills my tank.
What's happening here? Am I a gentleman interviewer because my fingers up in the air at this point?
Yes, you are.
Hello, I'm a gentleman.
You, Jason, you should have just borrowed one of somebody's mic stand.
Yeah, no, I'm not even playing. Should I show you what I'm sitting right beside? Look at this, guys.
Why not?
Look at this. Look at this. That's a full podcasting studio right behind me with like three different computers.
You should just go interrupt lights. Them really quick and interview them on our podcast while we're interviewing Kyle on our podcast.
Yeah, they're interviewing other people. They're like and on their fifth Inception. Like fancy rapper. Yeah, sorry guys, I have like a laptop. I can't just carry it around.
Hey guys, go
carry your laptop. Just eats it, just
I would just fall because I'd like trip over the cable.
If you fell on a live stream, I would pay money to see that, Jason.
Didn't that happen once? Wasn't there a time I fell backwards in the chair? Or was that mean you? I think we were
streaming. I had a chair that I literally had to lean forward on because one of the feet was broken. And so I had fallen out. I fell out of the chair before. But this was back
in the day. It was never me. That's funny. So another cool thing is you've actually gotten some sponsors for your show. Is that correct, Kyle?
Yeah.
How many sponsors you had at this point?
Just one so far.
Okay.
And it was for HelloFresh.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I would just promote it on the show.
That's a podcast. Like, you have to be like a good podcast to get them as a sponsor. That's pretty cool. They're never going to come talk to us, mainly because I'm a better cook than HelloFresh, so it's understandable.
Oh,
yeah. If they want to try to challenge me, it's fine. But I'm sorry. I apologize.
It was only for a month, and it was getting. I just had to put it on my show or on my stream that I was video and. Whoever ordered through them through me, I'd get $100.
That's
up to $1,000.
That's awesome. You got $100 yet?
Yeah, two people. I actually got $200 out of the month.
What?
Dude, that's sick.
That's amazing. That's more money than we've ever made on the show.
Yeah, that's funny how easy that could be, Jason, if we just had sponsorship. Actual sponsorship.
You know, this is a two-man team. So you know, anybody can work. So
no, you know what? I feel like it's. I'm just playing. Go ahead.
That's awesome, dude. I think that when I saw that, I was so proud of you because it's like I remember when you first started. And it was like I remember hitting you up and be like, I don't think your microphone's on. And you were like, yep. Like what I did in the beginning of the show. And you were like, I just got the mic. I'm so confused. What happened? And he looks and he's like, oh, it's because I didn't turn it on.
I remember when Kyle was just the dude in the comments.
Aww.
And now he has his own podcast, and he's gotten paid $200 from his sponsor. That is freaking
awesome. Digital Dreams actually does the same thing every time they show up. They give me...
Are you done? Are you done showing off?
I'm not showing off. I'm just telling you. It's like when they schedule, instead of me just...
You're making Trey question my job even as the producer of the show.
Wow.
We should just hire you as the producer.
Well, you know.
I get paid in NFTs, okay? I'm good.
Just like this one. I was literally about to put it up on the screen just for the heck of it, but you said it and I was like, perfect.
I was going to give him our. So, I'm excited about your new. This is sarcasm slash in true real life. I'm excited about your new logo that you have and your new t-shirts. Those look amazing.
It actually is a mixture of yours and one other guy who had me as well. And it is Michael liked both of them and had his YouTube guy design me that one as a collaboration of yours and this other guy's.
Okay. Well, you know what? Now I can't roast you because I was going to say, you're not going to even say that mine inspired anything, but no, it did.
No, Michael liked the face. And so I could use as my own and do whatever I want with it. He took it and then made it green and black because the other person who made me a logo the same time as you did had a green and black with just their words on it. And he liked your face and his coloring and he merged the two together.
That's I mean, it looks really cool. And I was going to try to hate on you about it, but it's like, oh, you're obviously you actually, you know, loved it. And yeah, no, and I'm like, oh man, I could have made that too, but mine was a funny idea because it was squishing your face, so I had to like morph your face. It was fun. But no, I dude, the thing looks amazing. When I saw it, I was like, oh yeah, that's way cooler than mine. I couldn't even like hate on it because I'm just like, it looks so good.
And you know, so, what I've gotten even that I've gotten $150 worth of sales.
Yeah, do you have a picture of your the logo? I can't pull it up, but do you have anything?
The shirt.
Oh yeah, check this out, Trey. This thing is amazing. He has his own hoodie. Oh, again, he's making me look terrible. We don't have a hoodie. We don't have anything.
We have a freaking baseball jersey.
Oh yeah, and we have an awesome NFT.
Or should I say, Jaime?
Jaime. Look at that, Trey.
That's awesome, man.
And then my other logo is in the back.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's awesome, man.
That shirt right there is $27, and after sales, I get about $14. So Teespring and I split it 50-50 on profits.
That's amazing.
That's awesome, man. That's not bad. That's not a bad gig.
Yeah, no, very, as I said, it looks amazing. It's so, I'm just so proud to see you slowly growing your thing. And it's like, you just started doing this thing and now you like have merch, you got sponsors. I mean, it's so cool, man. And then we had you on the show when you first started. So I still laugh at that story in that I already was a fan of your show before I even had you on. Like, yo, that was cool. Like, we just bumped into each other and like, wait a second, you're the guy that does the show that I like. That's so funny.
And because Spotify bought out Anchor, I can see how many Spotify subscribers I have. I'm up to 85 Spotify subscribers.
Trey. We're at 41, dude. We're at 41, Trey.
That's so good, but he started after us.
Yeah, but he also has a nationally known video game as his full sponsor. So don't start with me. I'm trying. I'm sorry I'm not as awesome
what
as...
What is going on here?
You're right.
If you put out a flow for you shirt, I would buy it. I'm just saying. What?
I keep on trying to mess around with it, but I need to just make one.
I use Teesprings, designs. But the problem is you don't get full 100% profit.
I can set it up. Yeah. There's ways to do it. I just need to do it. You just need to challenge me.
I'm gonna start creating a notebook or notepad over here. Don't mind me if I start typing. Create t-shirt.
I mean, Trey, again, this is a two-man team. If you just tell me to do something, I'll do it. All you have to do is
Jason,
send me a
create
phone call.
T-shirt for us.
And then remind me because I'm at South by Southwest with famous people around me. I'm not gonna remember anything that's happening right now.
You can find a designer there.
I just had somebody give me a thumbs up. I'm like, you're funny. I'm like, well, that's great. I'm like,
now quit
thank
fart
you.
So you can make him laugh again.
Wow. Well, yeah, I was about to tell you, I'm like, we need to speed up so I can rap so I can impress everybody.
We got 20 minutes though. We got to talk to Kyle some more.
I'm sorry. It's only 5 minutes.
No, it's understandable. He's with famous people now. We're just little people.
Well, this famous guy doesn't make money. You do. So.
That's fair. That's fair.
Create t-shirts.
Be like Kyle.
Be like Kyle.
Yeah.
Peffers. It is pronounced Peffers, right?
Yeah. You're one of the only people that have actually ever said it properly.
What do they call you? Peppers?
Peppers, Pfeifers, Pfeffers.
Pfeifers.
Heifers.
Pfeifers.
Oh, that's my favorite word. Jason says Pfeffers.
Oh, wow.
They always thought I was related to Michelle Pfeiffer, but no.
That would be something to talk about for sure.
That's hilarious, dude.
What is her? About?
She has an extra I with no S, but it's spelled the same everywhere else.
Is there any? Oh, go for it, Trey.
I was just gonna say, is there anything else this year that you're really excited for that you've been able to work on, or that has come your way?
Mutant Football League 2 comes out in August if all goes well. The Ukraine team has. Where they are, the war has dissipated, so they've been pounding through with productions for the past 4.5 weeks with no problems, with no power outages, no nothing. The Russian army is now more south than where they're located, so everything's golden for an August release.
That's amazing.
Dude, that's awesome, man.
I can't wait to play the game.
I guess it's just sad that if it wasn't for Putin, it would have been out last year.
I know. Mm.
That's the problem. They lost 8.5 months because of the invasion.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And you said they should have been in a vertical slice last September.
You're saying it's a Russian game?
No. Ukraine. His team is in Ukraine.
Oh, wow.
And it was the production of the game was halted because of the invasion.
That's crazy.
Wow. I did not know that. That's actually insane, dude.
Yeah, his partner is in the Kiev right now.
Wow. I really hope things can come to an end. A peaceful end. A good end. Not for real.
For real. It's unnecessary and unjust. In my mind.
Yeah. Is there any other future things happening with the podcast or anything else? Oh, yeah. Wait, you do have the YouTube channel. Let's talk about that.
I do. I also have my own team. And he is part
of... We're done with this interview, Trey.
Kyle, it's been amazing to see you. Bro. We're going to have to hop off here really quickly. Hey, fools for you, fools. I'm just playing. Just making
me, every time he says anything, it's just like, I'm better than you at this and at this. I beat you at the quiz.
So what happens is I record on Spotify, and then I send him the files, at which point he will then upload it to a YouTube channel with the same programs he does for online games that he does for Digital Dreams.
Wow.
So now that he's done with Mutant Football League, he's been uploading my podcast videos via YouTube. And I have 42 subscribers on YouTube with only first six episodes uploaded yet so far.
We have 41. So that didn't help, did it, Trey? We have 150 episodes and we have 41. Hey, so let's but I do think, Trey, that it's rap time.
Is it? Okay, cool. All right, sweet.
Do the video.
It's
rap time. All right, sweet. Go ahead, Jason, hit us up with a little freestyle rap. Kyle, is there anything you want Jason to say during this freestyle while he's going to be spitting mad hot fire into the mic and hopefully not break it while doing so? Anything you want him to say or what you want it to be about?
Let's just do about our episode in South by Southwest and podcasting in general.
Let's do it.
What's the retro game again? What was the retro game?
Vanilla Beast Retro Knockout.
Retro Knockout.
Okay, cool. Jason, you ready?
All right, and if anybody's in the comments, make sure you put some words, and Trey will put them on the screen. Trey, you got to put them on the screen because they can't see them. So
I will. Sadly, no one's watching right now. Anyway,
all right, well then let's just go. All
right. My voice mod's still
on, isn't it?
All right, ready when you're ready, Trey. Hit me with that beatbox.
Yo, 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 it's DJ Sound Effects, Kyle Peffers, and Scout the Psalmist on the mic.
Now I'm sitting here talking to Mr. Kyle to the Peppers. Do what I was doing, now I'm thinking, whatever must I do? Only if I can't choose your dream. And now I gotta think about it on my team. I never do it like I gotta say that I could go. He's playing knockout on Mike Tyson, old school bro. And now we got Sevilla on the bean. He's waiting for the team, looking back at his people, and then I scream. Only if you never see what you came to do in tea. Now I gotta yell out loud, now this is my magazine. Ooh, now I know that Kyle is better than us at everything, and I trial to be only. Only if I can't go, he has his own team with the old Kango hat on. Now sometimes I got a pack on. You knew that I can make it down. Now I'm back one. Yes. What am I doing if I still can't fest? Reco connect out the knockout the rest. And now I can't see him. Do they defeat him? Did they break it down? Now I know I can't see him. Only if I can't pursue it. Sometimes looking for the people that choose it. And then I rhyme waiting for the time. Now I get it gone through. Now you want to pretend like you some cool. Yes, man. What am I thinking? I'm thinking real. Did I really know what I'm doing? And I am here. Now we saying all the things that we could go. We even got a high main retro. Let them know. Oh, but now I'm flipping it, spitting, gripping it. Knew that you could take it down and I'm tripping it. Yep, no, you don't even know, bro. Now I'm looking back at the time in the studio. I'm at South by Southwest, looking like a crazy dude if I can't confess. Waiting for the people like this, my little time. Did you understand what I'm doing? I rock a rhyme, then I'm tripping online. Yep, oh, here I go again. Sometimes I'm waiting for the flow like the blow again. Now I show them then. No, I know. But I know Trial even got his own sponsors, bro. Now I'm really mad. And he beat me at the freaking quiz. And now I'm really mad. Anyways, I guess I'm done so Trey doesn't explode. Then I trip it because I'm feeling here like forever, bro.
Dope Sick Nasty, man. The mic held up, so it sounded good.
Yeah. I was a little worried when I got a text message, but it was Kyle sending me the knockout thing. I was like, oh no, please don't let me mess up.
Yeah. It flashed across the screen. You get DC'd. We lose DC for the rest of the show.
That's hilarious. Yeah, then the whole thing falls apart. That's so funny. Kyle, man, thank you so much for being on the show.
Now, being here. You guys, like I said, you guys are awesome.
This is your time appreciate to make it, a plug. So is there anything you want to plug? Tell everybody to find your YouTube channel, to find your podcast, all that stuff.
So my podcast is the Mutant Football League official podcast. It's on Anchor, Spotify, Google, Apple. And I have a YouTube channel called the Kyle Peffers Official Mutant Football League Podcast. There's links to my store that you could buy official merchandise, like the T-shirt. There's cups. There's sweaters, there's water bottles and long sleeve shirts. And like I said, I'm part of a game tester for Retro Knockout from Vanilla Beast. Go ahead and check out their Kickstarter. It starts tomorrow. Let's get that on console because it will be on iArcade and PC already. But he wants everyone to be able to play it all across the board. Thank you guys for having me today.
That's of course, so awesome, man. You've been an awesome guest. You're always an awesome guest, and you always blow up our comments.
Yeah, so it's a little rough when you're not there in the comments because then nobody's there to blow them up. You actually should have been doing double duty. You should have been seeing how awesome you are.
Yeah, Kyle, during the... you should comment it to your own podcast.
You should have been like, dude, this Kyle is amazing. I love him so very much. What? Wow. Could you have gotten a better guest? You know, stuff like that. You really missed your opportunity to toot right? your own horn.
So wow. You think I'm that narcissistic, aren't you?
I am.
YouTube off a comment on YouTube, Facebook.
That's so funny. But thank you so much, guys, for checking out the show. Again, apologize if I had some mic issues or if it was loud because I'm at South by Southwest and you're not. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not how I'm supposed to do that. No. we really appreciate y'all. And next week I'll be back at the studio regularly. And thank you so much for spending your time with us. If you're listening to the podcast on Spotify or anywhere else podcasts are, make sure you come check us out live on Mondays at 5 p.m. CST. And that's on YouTube. That's on Facebook. And it's on Twitch. And it's under Facebook and Twitch. It's Flows For You. And under YouTube, just type in Flows For You. It's like Flows For You 465 or something. I don't know why, Trey. I should have fixed it, but I don't know how to. So yeah. But yeah, that's it. So thank you so much. Trey, am I forgetting something?
Yeah, if you guys want to please hop on the show, that'd be great. If you guys want to be in Kyle's spot, I know it's a really big chair to fill, but if you could... he's an awesome guy. You have to be as awesome as Kyle to fill his place. So please hit us up at flowsforyou.com or hit us up on Facebook, where you can message us personally and have us have yourself be on the show. We will schedule you in. Man, it is really hard for both of us to talk today. But we would love to have you on the show. And we talk about a little bit of everything here on Flows For You. So there's not a topic we haven't covered yet. Maybe. But
the topic we haven't talked about is you. So you hit us up and tell us you want to be on the show, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. We love to talk to you, even if you're boring.
Wow. Wow.
I'm a little full of myself today, am I?
That's you're in South by Southwest. You could probably get a list of guests right then and there.
Ouch. You know, if I was Kyle, I would already be prepared. I would already have, you know what, Kyle? Why don't you, you know what, Kyle? You know what, Kyle? I'm just going to give the show to you. Welcome, guys, to the new host of the Flows For You podcast, Kyle Peffers, who's going to do freestyle raps every week and obviously do a better job than me. And for that, we're going to give him an amazing NFT. Here it is.
Hooray! All right, since he is done with the show.
Well, we have a few more minutes. So is there anything last second you want to talk about, Kyle, that we haven't already talked about? Thank you for letting me rap earlier. It did not work. Nobody cared. They just walked away.
Don't you guys have a website that you usually plug as well?
Wow, we totally... Yeah, if you want, make sure you go check us out at flowsforyou.com. Kyle's doing our job better than us.
Nope.
The thing is, he's watched us so much, he knows if we miss something. That's how much he's watched our show.
Oh, if you're looking for a new website. Oh, well, let's see how good he is. If you're looking for a new website, you need to go over and check out.
I don't know the website's name, so I have a website.
NomadWeb.design is your website to get an amazing website. Yeah. And flowsforyou.com is our normal one. You can go check that out. And everything else is gravy. Yeah. So right, I guess, Julie, you're going to talk about anything else, or do we want to go straight to the end?
I'm good if you guys are good.
All right. Sweet. Well, now, Kyle, it's time for a therapy session with Kyle. You get to be Trey's therapist, get to make up any facts you liked about Trey and his personal life, and you get to air it on live stream. So you get to ask him 3 questions. If you need any help, I'll gladly help you. But you can just go, hey, Jason, I need help. Or you can go, hey, I need to call my other therapist friend, and I'll come on the show and talk to you. But I'm pretty sure you can do it without me. So remember, whatever you say, Trey has to agree and tell you why it's a problem. So are you ready, Kyle?
I am ready. So, Trey, I've been looking at my notes from our last session, and you had this weird dream last time of you in a chicken suit fighting the real Peter Griffin. I want to know more about this fight and what happened as the outcome.
Peter Griffin has been eating KFC since the dawn of time, and he's eaten one too many chickens. And you know me, I'm an avid chicken fanatic. I love raising chickens and raising them from hatchlings and making sure the eggs are good to go and putting them into incubators and making sure they hatch. And I just don't see any reason why we should eat chickens. And so me fighting Peter Griffin is my personification of humanity. So I have to put, I have to don the chicken suit and fight for chickens everywhere because they don't have a voice.
Wow.
That's deep. And another thing is, you were telling me about your deep hatred of Jason for having Captain America better than the Punisher. And you've known this for a long time now. How have you felt now that he's truly feels that way?
You know, honestly, man, I'm glad that you asked that question because me and Jason, we've got beef. And he knows that the Punisher is, in fact, better than Captain America in almost every way because, as a matter of fact, the Punisher has this crazy fashionable weapon that he uses, actually several hundred, but it's called a gun. And so as much as a vibranium shield can deflect bullets, he can't deflect a sniper rifle because he doesn't have Spidey senses. And here's the crazy thing too, is he fought Spider-Man as well. And that didn't go well for the Punisher because the Spider-Man had his Spidey sense. Cap is just a super soldier. He's not a freaking spider.
And I guess my last question will keep with the Punisher. You think he's so good. Would he survive in the more dominant DC universe?
Let me answer it this way. If he had enough timing as a non-powered superhero or anti-hero, whatever, you know, he's an anti-hero. If he had enough time to plan, just like a certain Caped Crusader that is DC's face, that has somehow beaten a Kryptonian, has somehow beaten Doomsday, has somehow beaten the entire Justice League, why not? And I'll leave that at that. Because here's the thing. You can weaponize kryptonite.
Yeah. Mic drop.
Fair. Thank you so much, guys, for checking out the show. Thank you for spending time with us. Me and Trey really appreciate it. And obviously, the new host of the show, Kyle Peffers, will also appreciate it. And we just want to thank you again for spending time with us here, me at South by Southwest, Trey at his house, and Kyle obviously in the amazing Kyle Pepper studio / bedroom. So that's amazing. So
what am I, chopped liver?
Well, you just have a, what they don't know is that you, there's just a cot. There's just a cot in there. It's not even a bed.
It's,
just,
it's my just bed right here.
Yeah. No, it's, well, I don't. Wow.
Kyle, thank you for the therapy session today. You've been an amazing host, amazing therapist, and an amazing commentator and subscriber and dude who hits the share / like button almost every time we have our show. So thank you for being on it today.
No problem. Awesome. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, guys. Man. Have a great night. Thank you again. Trey?
Flows for you. Let's see if Jason gets his breath this time.
It's what we do now. It's what we do.
Nope. Not,
that's
not
what it. We do?
Nope.
What we do?
Nope.
What is it?
This is what line, we do now.
Line? This line?
Flows for you. Flows for you.
This is what we do now. This is what we do. There it is.
All right, guys. We love you all. Take care. And we are out of here.
Nice. Magic.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now.